Well, we thought we'd get our hand on hand in with a sort of mini elephant to gradually build up to the big ones in Ceylon.
Well, I think I'm going to give her a bucket of water and see if that'll...
I'll settle her down.
There you are. There's a bucket of water.
I've been feeding her. We're having a slight penny down here. Slight problem.
Get out of the way, I think.
You're supposed to be drinking it, Lulu.
It happens to all elephants, though, now. Oh, get off me foot!
Naughty!
Thanks very much.
All right, Alec.
Naughty!
Come here. Here.
Off you go, Lulu. And there she goes, out the studio. Farewell.
Well, it was extraordinary, really, because although Blue Peter was live, a live programme, that particular edition was recorded because there was no studio available.
Oh.
And it was a huge stroke of luck because had that particular edition been live, we would have overrun our allocated time. We would have been faded out long before Lulu had dragged poor Smitty across the studio floor. So that was lucky. I mean, it was the last Blue Peter before the annual summer break. They'd announced, the presenters, John and Val and Peter Purvis, announced that they were, the summer expedition would be to Sri Lanka, which, of course, was Ceylon in those days. And that was what we set the scene with, this baby elephant, which we'd borrowed from Chessington Zoo. Baby elephant, you note, we were told. Anyway, she came with her keeper, Smitty, who was also small and round and fat. And he'd got this... he came with this terrible stick with a metal spear on the end of it. And I said, "No, Smithy, you just can't use that. You can't have that. I mean, it would upset children terribly." So he had to put this thing away, or it was taken from him. That was really it wasn't a mistake. I mean, we couldn't let him use it. But what was the mistake was to have given her a drink of water from a bucket, which the idea was to anchor her to one spot.
Mm.
But what we didn't reckon on was the fact that although small, she had this phenomenal strength. And such is the anatomy of a baby elephant that what goes in one end comes out the other with incredible rapidity. And, of course, the studio floor was always painted, but it was soluble paint. And so, of course, anything wet. I mean, that's why it was absolutely forbidden to bring drinks into the studio.
Right.
Because it dissolved the floor paint and made it like a skating rink.
So that's, because watching the clip as well, it is chaos. Barely anybody can sort of stay on their feet. But it's brilliant to watch. Do you have a sneaking suspicion something like that might have happened?
No, not in a million years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't imagine that would happen, could you?
I mean,
it took everybody by surprise. And as I say, it was a stroke of luck that was recorded, because had it been live, we'd have been cut off before it had happened.